The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Holy shit, we're still all stuck at home, but this is still Thinking Outside the Long Box from our tables, beds, and chairs.
Episode 195.
Pew, 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 pew.
Straight up.
Probably.
Hey, we're recording.
Dude, like a thousand people called in sick to his work this last week. Like, not an exaggeration, a thousand people, like an actual thousand people.
It's accurate.
What's up, everybody?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 195 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
Tim.
Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Success. Hey, we did it without interrupting each other. We're getting better at this.
Hey, do you guys have tattoos from the first 100 episodes yet?
No, Gabe would never set it up with his guy.
I asked you at least a dozen times what date you wanted to do it.
I said,
and you just kept saying,
"That's a lie."
Whenever.
I said, set it up any Tuesday and any Sunday. Well, Sundays don't work. I said, set it up any Tuesday.
Is Doyle dying? He looks sick.
Yeah, we're talking about how he has coronavirus.
Doyle, are you sick?
No,
I like how
what?
Gabe has
what
it set up
me?
Where
what's
everything
sick?
Everything in the background is all fuzzy.
So does Doyle and Tim.
Oh, nobody's in their background. I can't see them.
Mine's just the wall.
Whoa, that was weird. All right, guys, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
So this episode, I feel like, is about The Walking Dead. We probably should have determined that before we came on, but yeah. I mean, let's do it about The Walking Dead. Ultimately, we're going to be talking about the finish of the comic book.
Correct.
But yeah. Like probably from New World Order on, I would guess.
That's probably okay. I finished reading the last three volumes. So I reread two, but I hadn't read the last part. So I'm where we need to be.
Like, New World Order is basically where the book starts to end, you know? They get introduced to the Commonwealth, you know, they try to, you know, work that out, and then everything goes sideways. I mean, obviously, if you're listening to our show, you've listened to our show before. We're talking about a comic book that came out last year sometime, you know? So, hey, FYI, Rick Grimes dies. That's like, you know, it's what, like, it technically happens like two issues before the end, and then his death finishes in the next to last issue, and then the last issue is just about Carl and Sophia and their child.
Carl!
Not so what anyone's ever going to do now.
So, Doyle, starting with you, what do you think of how The Walking Dead wraps up?
I like it and I don't like it. It would have been cool to have some kind of closure. But you get, like, fucking none of that. It just turns back into the Wild West, essentially, like a revert, because I guess that's where humanity would have ended up. I like how the old characters and old, like, stories have become, like, urban legend almost.
Yeah.
Like, when they reference how, like, Rick's hat would cost and shit like that.
Or when they, like, leave the food at Negan's doorstep, that kind of stuff.
But he's gone. Well, maybe he's dead. Maybe he's not dead. Who knows?
He's not dead.
Well, if you read the
I know I'm leaving it where you're supposed to.
If you read the
he shows up.
And if you read the try for the last time. If you read the end piece that Robert Kirkman wrote, he specifically talks about how Negan's not dead in that too. So,
but there is a panel. There is a panel at the end where Carl's reading the book to
Negan
Andrea,
is collecting the supplies.
And Negan is getting the supplies and kneeling at the grave for his wife Lucille. So he's definitely alive.
The fact that Doyle that Petrie is grooming Doyle is killing me over here.
She's getting the lice out of his hair.
How about you, Tim? What do you think of it?
There's no hair on my fucking head.
I'm gonna be completely honest, I never found time to read it, but I do have it. The art finally looks decent. I don't know. That was always my big turnoff for Walking Dead anyway, because it never really looked super great to me. But the last issue, it seems like they finally stepped the game up.
So the original inker, Mike Allred, who's also the artist, stopped doing it about 100 issues before the last issue, and then basically asked to ink the final issue, do it all himself, and he did. So that's why it looks, not significantly, but like in a lot of ways, pretty different from, you know, about 100, 115 issues previous. So
a little more great.
How about you, Juan? Where are you at with this?
I enjoyed it. I've read every issue that's come out so far. I have collected up until trade paperback, I think 10 or 11, and then I have every issue going forward. I love it. I think it wrapped up unexpectedly with Rick dying, and quickly, because everybody thought it was going to at least go to 200, and he just was 193. It's over. Sorry, guys. Like, it was a crazy fast ending.
So he explains why they ended it on 193. So the compendiums are like a specific number of issues each. And so 193 makes it compendium 4. And that's the right issue count. And basically he was like, this is, you know, how we wanted to end the story. And we knew that we could wrap it up and also like give everybody an even numbered issue compendium. So in the long run, there will just be 4 compendiums of The Walking Dead total.
Nice.
Instead of 4 compendiums and then like one more volume that has like 7 issues in it.
Yeah.
The jump forward made me laugh, though, because the issues previous to that, before Carl goes to the Commonwealth, he's telling Lydia, I love you. You're for me. We're both monsters. Like, we're going to, you know, we love each other. I could never love Sophia that way, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the giant then time jump goes and they're married. Him and Sophia are married. They have a kid. It's like, what the fuck just happened? Like, it is tough because there's no explanation to really much of anything. It just jumps forward and here we are. You know, we're in this world, like Doyle said, where it almost reverted back to the Commonwealth shitty side, with the outside still being as dangerous as it was before, is the way Carl kind of explained it.
Yeah, I feel like, and I think I text messaged you like either last week or week before that, like the writing on the last 10 issues seems really disjointed and rushed. Like they jump from like person or like group of people to people like really fast. And then it's like 2 pages for this like narrative, 2 pages for this narrative, a few pages for this narrative, and then wrap up the issue, move on to the next one. Like everything seems kind of disjointed and really rushed. And you can tell, I would say probably in the last like 7 or 8 issues, really, really drastically, they're in let's wrap this up mode. Like they're rushing towards Rick's death. And it's weird because like the situation in the Commonwealth deteriorates literally overnight. It's ridiculous. It's like, oh, hey, we're going to the governor's going to go from one place to the other. And when she comes back, oh, shit. Or there's like issues where they're like, yeah, they'll be gone for a month, you know, and the sense of time, it disappears like in the last few issues.
Yeah, they're at the
I feel like they I don't know. It felt like they just rushed it, like you said, way too much.
Yeah.
I think they should have just taken their time and ended the comic book with the respect that a 200, almost 200 issue comic deserves.
Yeah. I don't think it's bad. I just don't think it wraps up very smoothly. Like, it just, the end seems really choppy and like, oh shit, let's get this done in the right issue count. You know?
Sure.
Do you think they'll revisit this at a later time and maybe fix it or just do it over again?
No.
Well,
no.
They can't stop making shows about it, so maybe they'll make it up at some point.
Like, I don't think Kirkman wants to, because he already has to, like, help and consult so much with all of the TV shows. Like, he's getting enough Walking Dead in his life, I think, you know?
And the new show is only going to go 2 seasons. So Beyond the End or World Beyond or something like that.
Isn't there literally 2 new shows coming?
Yeah, he talks about in that last issue how there's four Walking Dead shows.
So right now, what's actually developed at this point is the Walking Dead proper, Fear the Walking Dead, and then the new World Beyond is going to be just a two season mini series is kind of the way they explained it. So that's supposed to wrap up. It sounds like it's supposed to deal with maybe a little bit more of the Commonwealthy kind of issues. If you've watched any of the TV show, which I know Doyle has, there's been different helicopters that have shown up with one symbol throughout both of the series, and they're supposed to explain what's going on with those in this new series. Plus, there's supposed to be three Rick movies.
You, Rick Grime, Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
Father of Carl.
I actually enjoyed the ending. I enjoyed the last three volumes. The one thing I didn't like was the big time jump. If you're not going to explain or even try and sum up what the frick is going on, like I felt completely out of the loop. Who I thought was Lydia wasn't Lydia, ended up being Sophia. I didn't know Michonne was a judge at this point. Like, there's these kind of leaps that you have to try and make in your mind based off of a changing art, because we've jumped at least 10 years, maybe. You know, 15 years.
10 to 15.
So yeah. I've got to guess who these people are because they've aged and they've grown. They've changed. Their looks are changed. And you don't explain anything. We just jump into a future storyline.
It's just interesting that they chose to do it that way just to wrap it up. Like, I feel like there could have been something else or like some better way of doing it than like a time jump story thing.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Like, it didn't, I guess it didn't like resonate as like a really great ending. Like, it was good, but it wasn't like so spectacular that like I cry really, really easy.
Yeah, you do.
This did not make me cry. Like, I was just like, oh, I guess that's the end of The Walking Dead. And that was just kind of it. And that's dumb.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rick's death moved me a little bit because that's
Rick's death bugged me.
Right. That's something that we had watched for. I read on Hoopla because it was just so much faster to do that. So I'm not quite sure what issue it was, but I'm guessing it was like 191. But that hit me a lot more than Carl and his daughter, because we don't know his daughter except for the fact that she's his daughter. Like, that's supposed to be a moving moment, but I don't know that character. And so
it just didn't
send off right, like you said. It was weird.
Exactly. Rick's death was definitely more emotional than the end of the entire series. And that's that makes it not it makes it a really imperfect ending, and I wish they would have just – I mean, I wish they would have stretched it out for like another 5 or 6 issues to explain kind of how things ended up transitioning, like how Maggie ends up being in charge of like the Commonwealth, you know, how
– And she seems to almost become worse than the leader of the Commonwealth that was there. Like, how does that happen?
And her son is somehow just as bad as the dude that killed Rick, you know? I mean, I guess it's supposed to say that, you know, power corrupts and like, you know, even your heroes become imperfect. And, you know, Rick is considered a hero because he didn't survive. You know, he hasn't had the opportunity to turn into somebody like, you know, Maggie or like Michonne, who ends up being great, but she's also been a judge. And so, you know, she's had to deliberate and make decisions that aren't awesome if she maintained, you know, her connection with the Commonwealth like that. It's just it's weird. It leaves too many questions, and, you know, it's just not a super satisfying wrap up. Like, it's good, it's just not great. And after, you know, fucking 16 years of The Walking Dead, it should probably be great.
Yeah, I agree. That is pretty much, I think, sums it up.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I just don't have anything for Walking Dead. It's never really been my jam. And I've enjoyed the TV show. hope maybe they'll stick the landing when they wrap up the TV show, since it seems from you guys that the comic book wasn't super stellar in the way it ended.
What sucks is the comic book is amazing, literally, until the very end.
Like, honestly, I've said it before, but it just feels like they had paid no. I don't know, like they didn't give a shit or something.
It kind of does feel like that. They're just like, wanted to be done. They rushed like the last, you know, 6-7 issues just to be done with it. That's what it felt like. Yeah. And like Rick's death almost feels throwaway because of how the last issue ended. I think Mel wants to say something. One second. She's letting the dogs out.
I actually think the TV show has been fantastic lately. You know, it always ebbs and flows. There's always seasons and episodes that are not as good as what has come before. But I feel like this season has been really, really good. And I don't know if that's because Negan has stepped into a more, like, kind of anti-hero, I don't know if I can trust him kind of dude, where he's like, I just want you to trust me. Like, I've been in jail for fucking ever. Like, I don't know. It just feels like it's been such a better show than, cause I think for the last couple seasons, I felt like Fear was a better show than The Walking Dead proper.
I think a lot of people think
that. I agree with that. Yeah.
All right. So how do we wrap this up? Like I say, how many hordes of zombies do you give this, Doyle?
Oh, out of what? Out of 10?
I don't know. However.
How big is the horde? Like,
use the Doyle rating system.
I'll give it from when Rick Grimes dies till the end. That'd be like a 3 out of 10 hordes. I mean, like, could be beaten back by Axemen. Very shitty.
Tim, how many zombie hordes do you... Oh, you're still talking. Sorry.
Yeah, right. No, you're fine. I don't care. It's fine. Whatever.
There's just a very big pause, and then you started talking again.
Disrespect me. It's cool.
How many zombie hordes do I give the ending of Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I guess 3 out of 4, because it seemed like Kirkman said a while back that he had enough to go to, like, issue 400. Just seems silly to end it when it seems to be so hot on the presses still.
Yeah. Maybe he knew coronavirus was on the way.
Maybe.
He's going to start a new series called The Walking Corona or something. I don't know.
The Walking Coronavirus. Shit is getting real.
Weird.
How about you, Juan? What do you give it?
I'm just going to give it a thumbs up. You know, the ending was a little weaker, but overall, the comic book is great. It's a good read. I have a lot of the single issues, but I want to try and go collect the rest of them. Whether I want to buy number one or not, I don't know, but, I like it. You know, I'm just going to give it a simple thumbs up. I think it's something that if you want to invest, you know, almost 200 issues into something, it's worth the read.
For sure. Once it's completed into the 4 compendiums, you'll be able to buy it for less than $200 and will definitely be worth reading.
Yeah.
Your microphone's in the way there, Tim.
Yeah, Tim. Come on, bro.
That's mildly a cop-out, too, because, like, I agree with everything you just said, but I thought we were just judging the last issue.
Well, if we're literally just judging the last issue, you're probably right. You're probably at a 5 out of 10 or something like that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, most of that is because if I was just reading the last issue, I may not even know what the fuck's going on. Like, it doesn't talk about what happened in the past. Like, Rick's dead, and then you just fast forward to Carl Grimes being in his 30s or some shit, and there's no, you know, it doesn't allude to much until a little bit later on in that issue. So it's just confusing if you only read that issue.
It's true.
I would probably give if we're just looking at the last issue, I would definitely give it like a 6.5, 7 out of 10. Like, it wasn't great, but it is good. And it's effective. I like the storybook part too, where it's the kid version of what has happened, because we have books about September 11th and how to explain September 11th to your kids. And they're just like that. You know, they talk about
bad people, but like the bad people, they're not like who were running around eating other people. They they didn't go to bed on time, and they, you know, didn't clean up their rooms. You know, that naughty, naughty saviors. You know,
find your ears, the zombies will get you.
They didn't know how to use irons.
Herschel was the worst, not like the grandpa, but the kid. Like that was probably my least favorite thing about it, is just the whole Maggie and Herschel storyline, where she had just become like a completely obsessed leader who just like held her kid's hand to the point where he was a piece of shit. Like, I hated that. I don't feel like that's in Maggie's character at all.
Agree. I do agree. Sure.
Anybody got anything else?
Nah, man. I like it. In the complete form, it's a tremendous accomplishment. I mean, even 100. I don't even know what. I mean, what goes to 193 or 200 issues anymore? That's not like a Batman or, you know, a Justice League or something like that.
Shit, Batman and stuff doesn't even make it that far anymore.
The only thing that comes to mind is maybe Saga.
No, that's at like 70 or something like that.
Yeah, it's the only one I can think of that even comes close, though. Because I don't think Saga's
Savage Dragon?
I could be wrong.
Savage Dragon, Spawn.
It's just a big accomplishment.
For sure.
Any more, you know, people are falling off at 3 issues. You know what I mean? Customers don't even let anything simmer for 10 or 15 issues anymore. It's like, if it doesn't catch my attention in one issue, I'm out.
Right. I'm looking at some indie comics that have over 100 issues.
Yeah, let's hear them, because apparently I was way off from where I thought I was on a
side. Cerebus has like over 300. Usagi Yojimbo and Savage Dragon are both over 200. Love and Rockets has over 100 issues. Gru has over 100 issues.
You know what? I think Archie has over 100 issues.
Oh, Jesus. Archie's got to have like thousands of issues.
Well, the current run of Archie, I think, is presently on like issue 140 something.
Is there a current regular Archie going on?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, the digest.
My Alicia reads it.
2000 AD, do you guys know what that is?
No.
The comic that Judge Dredd is from? It's a magazine-sized comic, but it's like been coming out since the 70s. It has 1,958 issues.
Woo, get there some.
Right? See, I'm just trying to learn.
They came out with a Walking Dead alien story, which I think has to do with some of the very beginnings of the... Here, I'll read that while you're doing your thing. I just thought about it because... I thought it was one of the issues that I needed to read, but it's not.
I know the Halloween special is just a side story for Walking Dead.
Oh, here's one I wouldn't have expected. Witchblade has 186 issues.
You know, they were still making Witchblade.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're still making it, but...
The Walking Dead, the Alien. If my internet works, it's been slowing down a lot lately in the evening.
Right.
It's a Brian.
Everybody's, man.
Brian K. Vaughan and Marcos Martin.
I think that was the Halloween special.
Was it? It came out last November.
Yeah. I think Maya Alicia got it signed by him in Baltimore this last year.
Yeah. This shit's going too slow. It's not going to come up.
Yeah, it doesn't. I can find it on a PDF. It looks like.
I have the physical copy. I got it from John, and I got the San Diego Comic-Con cover for the last issue as well. John always put the not the $50, $60, or $70 shit in my pool, but all the other smaller stuff. So I have a lot of the other different covers and
just
and
weird like aside that. Stuff. Yeah. Nice.
But yeah, it sounds like we all pretty much have a pretty healthy respect for the series as a whole. It may not have ended the way we would have hoped, but I love the whole series.
It was interesting reading it during quarantine, that's for sure.
When the zombies are scraping by your window.
Yeah. Dude, there's a moment where they're talking about, like, you know, just caring about what matters, and I was like, dang, that's real real right there.
That's for real reals.
For real reals.
Well,
I guess with that said, this is going to be episode 195 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. If you'd like to find out more about the podcast, visit us at www.totlb.com, where you can find the connections to all of our social medias. You can, of course, support us on Patreon by going to patreon.com/totlb. If you have something that you want to say about the way The Walking Dead wrapped up, or literally anything else, like, you can – I mean, look, you have – nothing but fucking spare time, more likely than not, right now. So if you're just bored and want to talk to us, tell us about something that you're watching, something you're using to kind of quell the quarantine boredom, then hit us up. Call us at 970-573-6148. You can leave a message on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline for us. And of course, wait, I did website. I did Patreon. I did the phone number. That's it. Yeah, that's it. With that said, I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
And this has been episode 195 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Talk to you in a couple days.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barren Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barren Space production.